With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is dispatching a special envoy to meet with Russian President Putin next week. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Steve Witkoff will travel to Moscow to discuss an updated peace plan to end the war in Ukraine. U.S. officials say the proposal has been fine-tuned after addressing concerns from Ukrainian officials. President Trump told reporters that Russia is making concessions after European allies said the plan favored Moscow. The president also said there's no deadline for an agreement after first demanding that Ukraine had until Thanksgiving to decide. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Georgia pulls the plug on President Trump's election interference case. The new prosecutor filed to dismiss every charge, citing legal hurdles and questions about presidential immunity. It also affects 14 other people against whom the charges also have now been dropped. 13 people have been killed in a fire that spread across 7 high-rise apartment buildings in Hong Kong's housing complex. Here's correspondent Charles A. Ledesma.
Video from the scene shows at least 5 buildings close to each other ablaze. Firefighters were aiming water at the intense flames from high up on ladder trucks. The raging fire sent up a column of flames and thick smoke as it spread on bamboo scaffolding and construction netting that had been set up around the exterior of the complex in the city's Tai Po district. Records show the housing complex consists of 8 blocks housing almost 2,000 apartments. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Storms and snow are set to snarl Thanksgiving travel from today through Sunday. Heavy snow and blizzard conditions hit the upper Midwest and Great Lakes starting today. Rain and gusty winds are slowing flights along the East Coast. You can expect some delays at major airports, including in cities like Chicago, Minneapolis, and New York, plus slick highways on Interstates 90 and 94. This is SRN News. A serious charge being leveled against Meta. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The internet giant, which owns Facebook and Instagram, is being accused by a former employee of ignoring sex trafficking on its platforms. Vaishnavi Jayakumar, who used to be Instagram's chief safety officer, has testified in a court filing that Meta would allow users to violate the prohibition on prostitution and sexual exploitation 16 times before finally being kicked off the platform. Pro-family groups have long argued that digital companies fail to protect kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
Despite an ongoing persecution of Christian believers in Turkey, there has been a surge of renewed optimism over the possible reopening of a Greek Orthodox religious seminary that had been closed since 1971. The Halki Theological School has become a symbol of Orthodox heritage and a focal point in the push for religious freedoms, seeing new life in Turkey. This is SRN News. X has a new feature that allows users to see where an account is actually based.
Online investigators quickly found that many popular accounts, often posting in support of U.S. political movements with thousands or hundreds of thousands of followers, are based outside the U.S. This raises concern about foreign influence in American politics. Researchers at NewsGuard identified several popular accounts that appeared to be run by Americans interested in politics, but were actually based in Eastern Europe, Asia, or Africa. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Texas landlord's case before the U.S. Supreme Court is challenging the Postal Service's exemption from lawsuits over lost or mishandled mail. The landlord alleges her mail was deliberately withheld for 2 years. The Postal Service argues that allowing such lawsuits could lead to a flood of litigation. More on these stories at srnnews.com.